In the agricultural region of New South Wales, just north of Albury and south of Wagga, a small town of no more than 700 people may just provide the ideal haven for refugees seeking community in Australia. Earlier this year, the residents of Walla Walla sat down with the Hume Shire Council, the Red Cross and other like-minded bodies to plan a formalised refugee resettlement program. Julia Carr-Katzel investigates.
In the first instance, we recognised that we could probably provide what people who were resettling in Australia in some cases were looking for. There was lots of reasons we thought why it needed to be driven by a body such as the Greater Hume Shire Council to provide some credibility and probably to provide a higher level of governance. But we also saw from what had happened in other places that having some ownership at local government level was helpful in, I guess, the integrity of the program, but also in accessing government and presenting to government, and having them as part of the process also meant that it wasn't just necessarily about our town, although that is the focus, but it could be for the wider area as well.
That was the voice of Andrew Kotzer, business owner of Kotzer Engineering and one of the lead advocates of the resettlement initiative in Walla Walla. Mr. Kotzer has identified at least 13 vacancies to be potentially filled by refugees in town. Daniel Nadebaum, director of Walla Walla Refugee Committee, joined Mr. Kotzer at the March meeting proposing the settlement plan and similarly endorses the intake for local job fulfilment.
Well, we think it's a win-win situation, both for refugees and for the town. The people that are interested or have expressed interest in moving to Walla are from a rural background. They're currently settled in Western Sydney and they'd prefer to live in a rural area. And the benefits for Walla are that hopefully to get numbers in the schools, that's a big one for me, and just to fill some employment gaps that we haven't been able to fill. And also to have people, we've got a fair bit of industry, but to have people that are working in Walla also actually living in Walla, so the town can enjoy the benefits of the industry that we've got going in Walla.
In a town of 700, only 250 residents are employed locally, and many sectors could use the help. Mr. Kotzer again.
So there is quite a diversity of employment opportunities. Assistance with local farmers, so things like driving machinery, truck driving, working with stock, welding, spray painting, maintenance. We have engineering and design jobs. There's jobs in finance. There's jobs in automotive and farm machinery mechanics.
Previous resettlement case studies in rural towns such as Victoria and Mangula prove there is opportunity for a win-win outcome for both refugees and the rural community. Though some town residents are apprehensive, Mr. Nadebaum elaborates.
I think the majority of the town is fairly inclusive. We had a town meeting a month or two ago and that was an overwhelmingly positive response from the community. The overwhelming majority was very much in favour of it. There has been some negative feedback on Facebook and on social media. I think the main thing behind it at the moment is just a fair bit of the negative media surrounding refugees at the moment. People have some fears about things that are getting reported in the news at the moment. So I think that's where most of the concern is coming from at the moment.
The town will have another meeting tonight organised by the Red Cross to discuss the plan. Mr. Kotzer again.
So people can come along, find out more about the program, find out how it works and possibly also express any concerns or reservations, and so that we're addressing it not just from the point of view of the people that might resettle to Walla, but also from the point of view of the local community and people in the community.
If all goes to plan, the town will begin welcoming new arrivals by the end of the year.
Julia Carr-Katzel ending that report.